Track 7, More News. Visitors urged to enjoy forest responsibly. Visitors to Holden Forest Park are being urged to enjoy the area responsibly and help protect its wildlife and natural environment. The popular Devon destination covers around 1,500 hectares across the Holden Hills and has been managed by Forestry England since the 1920s as a working forest. The area is also home to important wildlife and includes a large site of special scientific interest. Visitors are asked to keep to waymarked trails where possible, keep dogs under control, and take care around walkers, cyclists, and horse riders. People are also reminded not to light campfires or barbecues and to safely dispose of cigarettes. Litter should be taken home, while plants and animals should be left undisturbed.
Bereavement midwife shortlisted for national award. A bereavement midwife has been shortlisted for a prestigious national award, recognising outstanding care for families affected by pregnancy loss and the death of a baby. Faye Martin from the Torbay and South Devon NHS Foundation Trust has been named a finalist for the Elaine Thorpe Award for Bereavement Care in 2026, presented by baby loss charity SANS. The award recognises midwives, nurses and other healthcare professionals who provide exceptional care and support to bereaved parents during some of the most difficult moments of their lives. Faye was nominated by a bereaved mother who wanted to recognise the compassion, kindness and support she received during and after the birth of her twins. In her nomination, the mother described Faye's support as instrumental in helping her family through an extraordinarily difficult time. She supported us through the most devastating decisions and moments of our lives with dignity, honesty and respect, she said, adding that Faye ensured the twins were spoken about, treated as individuals and remembered with care. She said she did not believe she would have been able to get through the period without Faye's support. Faye said it was a privilege to be part of families' memories of their babies and stressed the importance of providing individualised care. Families will remember every detail of the time spent with their baby, she said. Being part of that memory is a privilege, and it is so important that we do everything we can to meet the needs they may not yet know they have. She added that listening and creating a safe space for families was central to her role, alongside reassuring parents that their emotions were valid and normal in such difficult circumstances. Faye said the nomination reflected the relationships that develop between bereavement professionals and families as they navigate the grief and loss. The winner of the Elaine Thorpe Award for Bereavement Care will be announced in September.
Police want to know what matters to you. Residents in Exminster and Chudley are being invited to meet their local police team and share their views on community priorities. The Ashburton and Chudley Policing Team is holding two Talk with Your Local Police Team meetings during September. The first will take place in Exminster on September the 16th from 2:30 p.m. to 3:30 at Coffee on the Corner. The following day, September the 17th, officers will be at Chudley Town Hall from 7 to 8 p.m. The meetings provide an opportunity for residents to raise concerns, discuss local issues, and speak directly with their policing team. Those unable to attend can complete the team's community policing survey with feedback, helping to shape future engagement and policing services.
Hot footing it for local charities. Brave fundraisers are being invited to ditch their shoes and walk across the red hot coals as Newton Abbott Rotary brings its charity Fire Walk back to the town this October. The event will take place at Newton Abbott Racecourse on Thursday, October the 9th from 6 p.m, giving participants the chance to raise money for a charity or cause close to their hearts. Rotarian Martin Smith has been out and about in Newton Abbott this week, delivering leaflets promoting the event, which follows two previous successful fire walks organised by Rotary. Those events, held in 2016 and 2023, have raised more than £25,000 in total for charities nominated by participants. Martin said the racecourse would be an ideal venue for the latest challenge. The premise is that you do it for your own charity, cancer research or whoever, he said. Participants pay a £25 entry fee, or their chosen charity can cover the cost, and are then asked to raise a minimum of £75 in sponsorship. Importantly, the money raised goes directly towards their nominated charity, rather than being retained by the Rotary. There is no need for previous far walking experience, with preparation and safety sessions provided beforehand to ensure participants know what to expect. The event in 2023 saw more than 50 people take on the challenge, raising more than £8,000 for a range of causes, including the Meadowside Charity, No Limits Cafe and Hub, and Friends of Glendenning. Spectators are also welcome, with tickets available on the day for £2.50. There'll be free parking, food and refreshments, as well as charity stalls supporting local causes. Anyone interested in taking part can contact Rotarian Joanne Manville at joanne.manville@thedispensary.co.uk.
Erratic ants Teignbridge habitat is safeguarded. A project to improve the habitats of two rare ant species in Heathlands near Bovey Tracy has been granted £212,000 in government funding. The Chudley Knight and Heath Nature Reserve is the only place in England known to have a population of the narrow-headed ant, while the nearby Bovey Heathfield Reserve is home to the erratic ant, a nationally scarce species. The narrow-headed ant's name is self-explanatory. The species is also found at a few sites in Scotland. One recent discovery on the Royal Estate at Balmoral made national headlines. The erratic ant's name was inspired by its high-energy foraging behaviour, which sees it scamper with meandering and unpredictable movements. The Devon Wildlife Trust will be working with Buglife, also known as the Invertebrate Conservation Trust, to make sure the conditions at both habitats are as good as possible for their narrow-headed and erratic occupants, with the aim of boosting their numbers. The project will also create the right habitats for ants in other heathland reserves so that both species can be introduced at those sites. As well as safeguarding the ants, this work will benefit other heathland wildlife, including birds such as the nightjars and Dartford warblers, butterflies such as the silver-studded blue, and reptiles as adders and slowworms. Both ant species have seen the dramatic national and local declines in their numbers over the last 150 years. Their favoured heathland homes have been lost because of changing agricultural land use, the planting of conifer plantations, building and road developments, and poor management. The ants' conservation work will take place over 3 years in three stages. First, the ants' existing habitats will be secured through careful management work. The aim is to double the number of nests at Chudley Knighton from 200 to more than 400. Next, suitable habitats will be created for them at other heathland reserves, including those at Eadford Common and Teign Grace Meadow. Introducing ants from both species into these new locations will reduce their vulnerability. The third stage will be the monitoring of the existing and new colonies. As part of this project, species recovery plans will be produced for the narrow-headed and erratic ants to guide conservation work across South Devon and at other lowland heaths in Dorset, Surrey and Hampshire.